It is time once again for the Morning Mindset, time for us to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word today. You know, it is baffling, the things that we human beings do, the things that we know are harmful or not good or not beneficial, and yet we do them anyway. When I was a kid, you know, I went beyond biting my fingernails. I would bite the fingernails down into the quick of my fingers. I even would chew on the tips of my fingers sometimes, biting off chunks of skin. I mean, it's gross now that I think about it. But my fingers were always sore. They were always just touchy. I couldn't get along, and yet I continued to do it. It's just an example of the baffling things that we human beings do. And today we're going to be looking at a new passage in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. And the Apostle Paul is going to kind of point out some of the ways that believers need to live that are not so baffling, ways that are actually consistent with the kind of life we should be living. So we're going to dig into that in a moment. First, I want to ask you if you do a favor. Think right now of someone who could use the benefit you've received from the Morning Mindset, and whether or not you could find a way to reach out to them and introduce them to what we're doing with the Morning Mindset. You really might be able to influence someone toward eternity and toward a greater life with Jesus Christ simply by introducing them to the Morning Mindset. Thanks for considering that, friends. All right, let's pray before we dive into this new passage of Scripture. Our God, we are thankful you are our teacher. We're thankful that you've revealed to us how we are to live as believers in Jesus Christ. And we want you to give us a new way of thinking about it today that will help us to be more consistent in our lifestyle and in the way that we live for your sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, the Apostle Paul has been telling these believers in Jesus Christ in the last paragraph or so how they should not be living and that they are to be different. And now he's going to start talking about what that difference looks like. He starts out with the word but. It's a contrasting word, right? He's saying not all those evil things I just described, but that is not the way you learned Christ. So he's saying all those things I just described are not what Jesus is all about. Verse 21, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. So we're going to stop right there because we want to make sure we're getting the understanding of what Paul means here. He's saying when you found out about Jesus Christ and you came to faith in Jesus Christ, you should not have been told or taught that Jesus Christ being your Savior means you can live just any old way you want. That should not be what you learned. No, you should have been taught that now that Jesus lives in you, your life and your lifestyle need to reflect the fact that he is in you. Now, let's think about that word for a minute, reflect. When a mirror reflects your image because you're looking into it, what is happening? Well, it's showing you what you look like. So if we are reflecting Jesus, we should be showing what Jesus looks like to the people around us. And how do we do that? Well, we do it through our good works. We do it through our conduct, the way we talk, the kind of life that we live. And Paul is just making the point that if you were taught about Jesus rightly, you should know just kind of by default, by instinct, that all these bad things I've been describing are not to be true of you. You should be living a different kind of life, a consistent life that reflects Jesus accurately. Now, friends, I know there are ups and downs in this venture we call the Christian life. We have great times at seasons, and we have difficult times at seasons. We have struggles, and then we have times of victory. That's very normal and very natural. Can I tell you that? Can I let the pressure off for a moment? You're not the only one who struggles in this way. But here's my conviction, and I believe I can back this up from Scripture. In fact, we're going to see it here in this passage as we continue in the following days. Your struggle against sin is going to be solved the closer you get to and the more you know about Jesus. Let me say that again. Your struggle with sin is going to be overcome the closer you get to and the more you know about Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Notice what Paul says here in verse 21. You were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He's the truth we need. And the more we understand of him, the more we're going to be able to live this kind of life that is consistent and reflects him well. So stick around for the future episodes. We're going to get into verses 22 and 23 tomorrow, talking about what it means to put off our old self and put on our new self. Lord Jesus, we ask you to give us insight and wisdom into this kind of life you're calling us into, and show us the privilege of it and the joy of it, and give us a love for it, because it's a life that looks like you, and it's a life that demonstrates your great grace in our lives. We're asking you to do this because of who you are. As we wrap up the Morning Mindset for today, I want to ask you a serious question. Do you know for sure that you are forgiven of your sins through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ? If you don't know for sure, you can know for sure. Please go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out how you can know for sure. That URL will be in the description for today's episode. And last but not least, at the beginning of this episode, I encouraged you to share the Morning Mindset with others. Friends, you can really make an eternal difference in the life of someone else. Please share this episode with anyone the Holy Spirit brings to mind right now.